Welcome to Comiskey Park in Chicago, for the game between the Kansas City Athletics and the Chicago White Sox. Here are the starting lineups. For the Kansas City Athletics. Batting in the leadoff spot. The first baseman, Vic Power. Batting second. The center fielder, Tom Saffel. Batting third. The left fielder, Gus Zerniel. Batting fourth. The right fielder, Harry Simpson. Batting fifth. The third baseman, Hector Lopez. Batting sixth. The second baseman, Jim Finnegan. Batting seventh. The shortstop, Jerry Skipinski. Batting eighth. The catcher, Billy Shantz. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Arnie Portocarrero. Pitching for the Kansas City Athletics, Arnie Portocarrero. For the Chicago White Sox. Batting in the leadoff spot. The shortstop, Buddy Peterson. Batting second. The second baseman, Nelly Fox. Batting third. The left fielder, Manny Minoso. Batting fourth. The first baseman, George Kell. Batting fifth. The right fielder, Bob Niemann. Batting sixth. The third baseman, Bob Kennedy. Batting seventh. The catcher, Sherm Lawler. Batting eighth. The center fielder, Jim Busby. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Sandy Consuegra. Pitching for the Chicago White Sox, Sandy Consuegra. And now, play ball. Vic Power is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Power hits a ball on the ground towards short. Peterson scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Tom Saffel is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Saffel hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Fox misplays the ball. That's an error on Fox. Gus Zerniel is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Zerniel hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Fox settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Harry Simpson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Simpson hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Fox scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning one, with the score, the Athletics nothing, and the White Sox nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Buddy Peterson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Peterson hits a pop-up, foul, towards third. Lopez settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Nelly Fox is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fox hits a fly ball into center field. Saffel settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Manny Minoso is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Minoso takes first base on ball four. George Kell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kell hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of Simpson. Kell reaches second base with a double. Minoso goes all the way around to score. It's 1-0, White Sox. Bob Niemann is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Niemann takes first base on ball four. Bob Kennedy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kennedy hits a line drive into left field. Zerniel picks it up and fumbles the ball. That's a base hit and an error on Zerniel. Kell scores. Niemann goes all the way around to score. Kennedy moves to second. It's 3-0, White Sox. Sherm Lawler is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lawler hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Saffel. Lawler reaches second base with a double. Kennedy scores. It's 4-0, White Sox. Jim Busby is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Busby hits a ball on the ground towards first. Power scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Busby for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning two, with the score, the White Sox 4, and the Athletics nothing. The Athletics will come to bat. Hector Lopez is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lopez hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Jim Finnegan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Finnegan hits a ball on the ground towards third. Kennedy fields it and throws to first for the out. Lopez moves to second. One out. Jerry Skipinski is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Skipinski hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Fox scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Lopez moves to third. Two outs. Billy Shantz is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Shantz hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Lopez scores. It's 4-1, White Sox. Cleet Boyer pinch hits for Arnie Portocarrero. Cleet Boyer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Boyer hits a ball on the ground towards short. Peterson fields it and throws to second for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 2, with the score, the White Sox 4, and the Athletics 1. The White Sox will come to bat. Gus Kiriazakos now pitching. Sandy Consuegra is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Consuegra takes first base on ball 4. Buddy Peterson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Peterson is 0-1 in the game. Peterson hits a fly ball into left field. Zerniel settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Nelly Fox is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fox is 0-1 in the game. Fox hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of Simpson. Fox reaches second base with a double. Consuegra moves to third. Manny Minoso is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Minoso is 0-0 in the game. With a walk, Minoso hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Consuegra scores. Fox scores. It's 6-1, White Sox. George Kell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kell is 1-1 in the game, with a double. He's got one RBI. Kell hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Finnegan scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Minoso moves to second. Two outs. Bob Niemann is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Niemann is 0-0 in the game. With a walk, Niemann hits a ball on the ground towards third. Lopez fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Minoso scores. It's 7-1, White Sox. Bob Kennedy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kennedy is 1-1 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Kennedy hits a long drive deep into left field. That ball is going, gone. A 2-run home run. It's 9-1, White Sox. Art Ciccarelli now pitching. Sherm Lawler is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lawler is 1-1 in the game, with a double. He's got one RBI. Lawler hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Jim Busby is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Busby is 0-1 in the game. Busby hits a fly ball into right field. Simpson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the White Sox 9, and the Athletics 1. The Athletics will come to bat. Vic Power is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Power is 0-1 in the game. Power hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Tom Saffel is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Saffel is 0-1 in the game. Saffel hits a fly ball into right field. Niemann settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Gus Zerniel is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Zerniel is 0-1 in the game. Zerniel hits a fly ball into center field. Busby settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. two outs. Harry Simpson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Simpson is 0 for 1 in the game. Simpson takes first base on ball 4. Power moves to second. Hector Lopez is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lopez is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Lopez hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Power scores. Simpson moves to second. It's 9-2, White Sox. Jim Finnegan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Finnegan is 0 for 1 in the game. Finnegan hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Fox scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the White Sox 9, and the Athletics 2. The White Sox will come to bat. Sandy Consuegra is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Consuegra is 0 for 0 in the game. With a walk, Consuegra hits a ball on the ground towards first. Power scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Consuegra for the out. One out. Buddy Peterson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Peterson is 0 for 2 in the game. Peterson hits a fly ball into right field. Simpson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Nellie Fox is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fox is 1 for 2 in the game, with a double. Fox hits a ball on the ground towards short. Skipinski scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the White Sox 9, and the Athletics 2. The Athletics will come to bat. Jerry Skipinski is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Skipinski is 0 for 1 in the game. Skipinski hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Billy Shantz is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Shantz is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Shantz hits a ball on the ground towards first. Kell scoops it up and throws to first, with Consuegra covering, for the out. Skipinski moves to second. One out. Art Ciccarelli is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ciccarelli hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Fox scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Skipinski moves to third. Two outs. Vic Power is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Power is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Power hits a ball on the ground towards third. Kennedy fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the White Sox 9, and the Athletics 2. The White Sox will come to bat. Manny Minoso is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Minoso is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single and a walk. He's got two RBIs. Minoso takes first base on ball 4. George Kell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kell is 1 for 2 in the game, with a double. He's got one RBI. Kell hits a ball on the ground towards third. Lopez fields it, throws to second for 1, and over to first, double play. Two outs. Bob Niemann is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Niemann is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single and a walk. He's got one RBI. Niemann hits a fly ball into center field. Saffel settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the White Sox 9, and the Athletics 2. The Athletics will come to bat. Tom Saffel is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Saffel is 0 for 2 in the game. Saffel hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Gus Zerniel is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Zerniel is 0 for 2 in the game. Zerniel hits a fly ball towards center. Busby catches it and throws to Fox, who relays to Kell to double up Saffel. Two outs. Harry Simpson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Simpson is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk, Simpson hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Hector Lopez is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lopez is 2 for 2 in the game, with two singles. He's got one RBI. Lopez hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Fox fields it and throws to second for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the White Sox 9, and the Athletics 2. The White Sox will come to bat. Bob Kennedy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kennedy is 2 for 2 in the game, with a single and a home run. He's got 3 RBIs. Kennedy hits a ball on the ground towards first. Power scoops it up and throws to first, with Ciccarelli covering, for the out. One out. Schirmlaller is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lawler is 2 for 2 in the game, with a single and a double. He's got 1 RBI. Lawler hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Jim Busby is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Busby is 0 for 2 in the game. Busby hits a ball on the ground towards third. Lopez fields it and throws to second for the out. Two outs. Sandy Consuegra is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Consuegra is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk. Consuegra hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. The ball bounces off Ciccarelli, and towards Finnegan, who fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the White Sox 9, and the Athletics 2. The Athletics will come to bat. Jim Finnegan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Finnegan is 0 for 2 in the game. Finnegan hits a fly ball into center field. Busby settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Jerry Skipinski is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Skipinski is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Skipinski hits a fly ball into right field. Niemann settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Billy Shantz is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Shantz is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. He's got 1 RBI. Shantz hits a ball on the ground towards short. Peterson scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the White Sox 9, and the Athletics 2. The White Sox will come to bat. Buddy Peterson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Peterson is 0 for 3 in the game. Peterson hits a fly ball into left field. Zerniel settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Nelly Fox is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fox is 1 for 3 in the game, with a double. Fox hits a fly ball into right field. Simpson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Manny Minoso is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Minoso is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single and two walks. He's got 2 RBIs. Minoso takes first base on ball 4. George Kell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kell is 1 for 3 in the game, with a double. He's got 1 RBI. Kell hits a fly ball into left field. Zerniel settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the White Sox 9, and the Athletics 2. The Athletics will come to bat. Art Ciccarelli is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ciccarelli is 0 for 1 in the game. Ciccarelli hits a ball on the ground towards third. Kennedy fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Vic Power is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Power is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Power hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Tom Saffel is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Saffel is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Saffold hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Fox fields it and throws to second for the out. Two outs. Gus Zernial is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Zernial is 0 for 3 in the game. Zernial hits a long drive deep into left field. That ball is going, gone. A two-run home run. It's 9-4, White Sox. Harry Simpson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Simpson is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single and a walk. Simpson hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Hector Lopez is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lopez is 2 for 3 in the game, with two singles. He's got one RBI. Lopez hits a fly ball into center field. Busby settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the White Sox 9, and the Athletics 4. The White Sox will come to bat. Bill Renna now playing left field. Bob Niemann is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Niemann is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single and a walk. He's got one RBI. Niemann hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Bob Kennedy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kennedy is 2 for 3 in the game, with a single and a home run. He's got three RBIs. Kennedy hits a ball on the ground towards first. Power scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Kennedy for the out. Niemann moves to second. One out. Schirmlaller is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lawler is 3 for 3 in the game, with two singles and a double. He's got one RBI. Lawler hits a fly ball into left field. Renna settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Jim Busby is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Busby is 0 for 3 in the game. Busby hits a ball on the ground towards third. Lopez fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the White Sox 9, and the Athletics 4. The Athletics will come to bat. Jim Finnegan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Finnegan is 0 for 3 in the game. Finnegan hits a line drive towards short. Peterson reaches out and makes the catch for the out. One out. Jerry Skipinski is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Skipinski is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Skipinski hits a ball on the ground towards first. Kell scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Skipinski for the out. Two outs. Billy Shantz is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Shantz is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Shantz hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Fox settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the White Sox 9, and the Athletics 4. The White Sox will come to bat. Sandy Consuegra is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Consuegra is 0 for 2 in the game. With a walk, Consuegra hits a fly ball into center field. Saffold settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Buddy Peterson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Peterson is 0 for 4 in the game. Peterson takes first base on ball 4. Nelly Fox is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fox is 1 for 4 in the game, with a double. Fox hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Saffold, who is chasing the ball. Fox reaches third base with a triple. Peterson goes all the way around to score. It's 10-4, White Sox. Manny Minoso is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Minoso is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single and 3 walks. He's got 2 RBIs. Minoso hits a long drive deep into left field. That ball is going, gone. A two-run home run. It's 12-4, White Sox. George Kell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kell is 1-for-4 in the game, with a double. He's got one RBI. Kell hits a ball on the ground towards third. Lopez fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Bob Niemann is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Niemann is 2-for-3 in the game, with two singles and a walk. He's got one RBI. Niemann hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Bob Kennedy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kennedy is 2-for-4 in the game, with a single and a home run. He's got three RBIs. Kennedy hits a ball on the ground towards third. Lopez fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the White Sox 12, and the Athletics 4. The Athletics will come to bat. Walt Dropo now playing first base. Elmer Vallow pinch hits for Art Ciccarelli. Elmer Vallow is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Vallow hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Fox scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Vic Power is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Power is 2-for-4 in the game, with two singles. Power hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Fox settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Tom Saffel is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Saffel is 1-for-4 in the game, with a single. Saffel takes first base on ball 4. Bill Renna is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Renna hits a fly ball into right field. Niemann settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The game is over. The final score, Chicago White Sox, 12, and Kansas City Athletics, 4. Goodbye from Comiskey Park in Chicago.